This section of the wall includes Corbridge Roman Town, as well as Chester's and Housestead's Roman forts. All three locations will have exciting reenactment events taking place at the end of May as part of the Living Frontier. Hadrian's Wall was once up to 15 feet high and 10 feet thick, but much of it has either been removed for use in other buildings, been levelled to provide the foundation of what we know today as the military road, or has simply fallen down over the years. One of the best remaining sections of the wall can be seen just after leaving Newcastle, at Hedden on the Wall. Further on is the Corbridge Roman site. Here you can walk along the main street of this Roman garrison town, flanked by the remains of granaries, a fountain house, markets, workshops, and temples. Corbridge was originally the site of a series of important forts, but after Hadrian's Wall was fully commissioned, it developed into a prosperous town, a tempting leave centre for off-duty troops from the wall. On the Thursday, Friday and Saturday, you'll be able to see Romans. It'll be the first time for more than 1,600 years that it's been possible to see a full Roman century in the area, and just in case you're keeping count, a Roman century did actually include 80, not 100 soldiers. The highlight of the Living Frontier events will be a 90-minute pageant at Tynedale Rugby Ground in Corbridge on Saturday the 30th of May at 8 o'clock p.m. The event will bring together all the reenactors and their frontier stories in a spectacular show which will take the audience through time. The next stop along the wall is Chester's Roman Fort. The fort was built to guard the bridge that carried the wall over the River Tyne and was home to 600 cavalry troops. You can see the entire layout of the fort, including the bathhouse, which is situated in a picturesque spot down the slope near the river. Chester's was once a Roman cavalry fort, so appropriately, reenactors there will be providing displays of equestrian and falconry skills on the Saturday and Sunday. Next stop, Housestead's, the most complete Roman fort in Britain, which boasts spectacular views over the Tyne Valley. Located halfway along Hadrian's Wall, there are magnificent ruins to explore, including granaries, barracks, a hospital, and even a multi-seated latrine. There's also a museum where you can see how Housestead's once looked. This impressive fort really does manage to convey the spirit of the past, as well as the beauty of the present-day Hadrian's Wall country. On Friday the 29th of May, there'll be an ambitious project to invite enough visitors to this iconic Roman fort to create the sort of numbers you'd have seen nearly 2,000 years ago. And from the Friday to the Sunday, the Bureau of Silly Ideas will be leading visitors at the fort by the nose to ancient times. They'll be creating smells from the past. For more information on all the places mentioned in this podcast, you can visit the website at www.hadrians-wall.org. And to find out more about the Living Frontier events, times and tickets for the pageant, you can visit the website www.livingfrontier.com or telephone 01434 322 002. This...